Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening, everyone. As always, thank you so much for joining me on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, the host of your show. Very, very stormy evening here on the East Coast in the Washington, Baltimore area. So I hope everyone is kind of safe at home if you're dealing with those storms. But tonight, we are talking about women, and we're talking about wellness, and we are talking about health. Patrick Cleary, who is a beauty and health expert, is going to be calling in, and she's going to be basically focusing on women and wellness and, you know, the type of things that all of us should know about our bodies, how we should be taking care of our bodies. So that's pretty much what we're going to be talking about. And the way this whole sort of conversation of women came up must have been about 3 months ago. I decided that I really wanted to start to eat better and exercise and just try to be a little bit more healthy. So there were other friends of mine that decided that they kind of wanted to join the bandwagon as well. So I came up with an idea that basically I wanted to do spend most of the summer talking about women issues when it comes to beauty, health, and fitness to try to, you know, get us into shape so that we can better take care of ourselves, because I think that if we're healthy, then that means our minds are better. And then basically just overall, I think we're just happier people. So I think Petra is on the line. We're going to go see if we can go ahead and get her and start this conversation. Hi, Petra, are you there?
Yes, I am, Victoria. How are you?
I am very good, and thank you so much for joining me again a second time on the show. I always appreciate your information.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, today, as I mentioned before, we brought you on. I was telling everyone that a couple of months ago, I decided, Petra, that I wanted to be a lot more healthy in terms of my eating and exercise and when it just comes to wellness and overall fitness, and I have so far been able to achieve a lot of the goals, but I really wanted to have you on here to talk about wellness in terms of women and how that, you know, we can cleanse our bodies and things that we really need to be doing, you know, to maintain ourselves on the inside.
And that's very, very important. I think as women, we wear so many hats, and too often we start neglecting ourselves and our health. And just like you said, when our bodies are right, then our minds are right, and we can be more productive and be more helpful to others. And I think too often we put ourselves on the back burner to take care of our families and to do our jobs, and we need to take care of ourselves first.
Absolutely. I certainly agree with you that. So what type of advice are you going to give us this evening to start with in terms of what we need to do to make this happen in our lives?
I think the first thing we really need to do is just take an assessment. Like, honestly, look at what you're eating every day. Look at how much exercise you're getting in. And just take a look at your current lifestyle and see where you need to tweak it. Too often we get very faddish and just want to jump on a diet, or we want to, you know, jump right into an exercise routine when we just need to make those gradual lifestyle changes that just become a part of our day-to-day that we don't realize we're doing them anymore. We just instinctively do them. And that's the true key to wellness, is just to really assess where you are, where you need to be, how you're going to get there, and to gradually get there.
Well, and I definitely agree with you on that. Your first priority that you talked about was take an assessment, because when I decided to do that myself, I basically just kind of looked at where I was, what I was doing. And honestly, I can't lie, it really wasn't much of anything, especially when it came to exercise. So I was just like, well, I really don't do any exercise. But for me, I really wanted to try to find something that I could do at least, you know, 4 to 5 days a week that wasn't going to take up a lot of time. And for me, I found out that if I would just simply, you know, I have a dog, if I would just walk my dog 35 to 45 minutes for 4 days a week, that was something easy. I didn't have to go out and buy anything. I just had to put some tennis shoes on and get out there and walk. And that was the small step that I took that kind of led to other things.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for me, a small step that I took last year was to increase my fiber. And there were just so many changes that I saw with that that I really started looking into the importance of fiber. And we all heard, always hear, you know, more fiber, more fiber. Mm-hmm. But I think women really don't understand the importance of having a very high fiber diet. And a lot of times we focus on what we should not eat mm-hmm. instead of what we should eat. So, you know, a lot of women be like, oh, well, I cut back on the carbs. Well, carb intake is not the main important part of weight loss. A lot of people think if I cut back the carbs, then I will lose the weight. It's the fiber intake that outweighs the carb intake. And so you don't have to cut back your carbs. You just need to increase your fiber. And fiber does several things. One, we know it keeps us regular, which is really, really important, but it also serves as food for the good bacteria that's in our colon. Mm-hmm. And so what it allows is for those bacteria to really do their job, really process our food, and give us excellent colon health. Also, fiber binds itself to excess toxins in our colon, and that mm-hmm. shows up as us losing energy and being lethargic. It shows up in hair loss and hair thinning. It shows up in skin problems. It shows up as bad breath. And so, again, that's another benefit of fiber. And a really great benefit of fiber that I just learned about maybe about 6 months ago speaking with a nutritionist is that fiber actually binds itself to excess hormones in the body. Whether it's sex hormones or thyroids, it binds itself to those excess hormones and allows us to be balanced. And once we're balanced, our bodies can function properly. So fiber is key, and the daily recommended is about 24 to 32 grams.
Okay.
And most women don't get that.
Right. And fiber, too, I think, and you're probably going to agree with me. I mean, you see all of these commercials and stuff on television where you can get the powder and this and that. But I always find, too, with the fiber that you really, I mean, unless, you know, you've got a crazy, crazy, crazy schedule. But I find that a lot of the fiber, I can just simply get that by eating different types of fruit during the day.
You can, absolutely. It is the best source of fiber because it gives you the soluble and the insoluble fiber. But looking at our routines and our day-to-day and most people's routines, a lot of people don't even have breakfast. They're not having, you know, that whole grain cereal or the whole grain toast. A lot of people are skipping breakfast. A lot of people will do a shake. Some people consider a pastry and a cup of coffee as their breakfast. And so those fiber powders and boosters become almost essential just to keep us at that 24, you know, just to meet that goal of that 24, much less hoping to exceed it. So I think that's where we see the market for a lot of fiber boosters. But with the fiber boosters, just be very careful and read how much fiber you're getting. Some are only giving you 2-4 grams of fiber. You want to look for something that's really going to give you at least half your daily serving in one scoop.
In one scoop, because it sounds like you certainly want your bang for the buck if you are going to go that route and use those different types of powders that you put in the shake. You certainly do want to make sure that you get the right amount. But also, Petra, and I don't know if your company deals with this, but I know a lot of the sort of regular I don't want to really call them nutritional, but vitamin or supplemental companies that you'll find at your local malls and things, like they will say that they're giving you fiber, but then also you look in the package and a lot of that stuff that's in there is this sort of junk stuff that you don't need. So I also want you to mention about how important it is that not only is the fiber important, but to make sure that it's actually real fiber and not, you know, some crazy stuff inside the ingredients.
Right. And you always want to, if you're taking any supplement, you want to make sure it doesn't have a lot of salts or sugars or flavors or starch, because really those are just fillers and you're not getting the benefits of it. If you're taking a multivitamin, like a multi-pack vitamin where it's more than one pill. You also want to make sure that it has a digestive enzyme in there. Because, ladies, we are not what we eat. We are what we absorb. And so whether that's through what we ingest or what we put on our bodies topically, we are what we absorb. And so if your body's not absorbing all of the nutrients from what you're intaking, then there's an imbalance. And so we have to make sure that when you're doing a multi-pack vitamin, that it does have a digestive enzyme tablet in there to help your body to break down the multivitamins so that it can absorb exactly what it needs and the most out of those vitamins so that you get the full benefits of them.
That's good information. And as you're talking about this, I'm actually writing your bullet points down to later go back and put this information inside of your show information for those that want to write it down and can't kind of write down really fast. But so when we started the conversation, for those of you also that are joining us inside the chat room, thank you so much for spending the evening with Petra and I. We're talking about women, but more importantly, we're talking about wellness in women and basically things that us women need to know that we should be working on to keep the inside of our bodies clean and healthy so that that's going to reflect in our, basic brain and thinking and so that we can function better as women. But Petra, first of all, talked about to take an assessment of yourself in terms of, the food that you're eating, the exercise, and what's your lifestyle. And then we started talking about fiber, and she talked about 24 grams of fiber is basically what we, what nutritionists recommend that we have in our diet on a daily basis. So, Petra, go ahead and continue. What else do we need to know?
Well, back to the fiber. Another good point about fiber is that when we actually meet that 24 to 32 daily recommended, Victoria, it mm-hmm. equates on a daily basis to our bodies absorbing 90 less calories per day. And that equals about 9.5 pounds of weight loss per day. So just meeting the daily recommended amount alone, we're mm-hmm. going to see results. And we're going to see it in so many ways. It's going to instantly give us a boost in energy because, again, it's helping our entire digestive process. It's helping us to absorb the most out of the food that we're taking in. And so that's instantly going to give us energy boost as we continue to meet that daily recommended. And then we're going to see the weight loss along with it.
Mm-hmm. Good. I love it. Very good. And what do you want to continue with after the fiber?
Definitely hydration. I think women, we don't get in enough water and just plain mm-hmm. water. Just getting as much water minus, the fruit drinks, the sodas. If you need that caffeine, if you need that energy, then there are natural ways to get the energy. There are natural energy tabs that you get your energy from ginseng and green tea caffeine. We're just going to get a natural energy boost that sustains you throughout the day without the highs and the lows and the crashes. And that's something you could just add to your water, give it a little bit of flavor, and then you get that energy. But we definitely want to then hydrate and get that water intake. That combined with the fiber, again, we're going to see major results. We're going to see it in our skin. We're going to see it in our hair. We're going to see it in the way that we feel. If we're starting to feel a bit lethargic, have some ice-cold water. It's going to instantly send oxygen to those cells in your body to give you a boost. I think oftentimes we're into bad habits of reaching mm-hmm. for that sugared drink or that caffeinated beverage to give mm-hmm. us a boost, but then it gives us a super low as well.
Exactly.
So a lot of times, we're like, oh, well, I'll have it because I'm a bit hungry. No, all you need is water.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. And that I've never been a very, very big soda drinker myself anyway. But that was one thing I would probably drink. Maybe I would say no more than one or two sodas a week, actually. So I completely even stopped that and cut the sort of sugary drinks out of my diet. And I can certainly say, probably I want to say within the first week and a half of me doing that, I noticed a complete change in my body. I mean, it was really like night and day. And I actually started feeling better once I stopped drinking all of that stuff with sugar inside it. It was amazing. I was surprised that I actually felt better, though.
Absolutely. And even juices, we're thinking, oh, it's a serving of fruit. Yeah, it's a serving of fruit, but it's also about 4 servings of sugar.
Right.
It's also about another serving of food coloring. And so we
right.
need to, you know, don't be, you know, fooled by the labeling and the marketing from companies for their products. It's a serving of fruit, but what else is it a serving of? And is that what your body's absorbing? And you're taking in a serving of juice, you're taking in a serving of fruit that has no fiber.
Right.
You're not getting that soluble and insoluble fiber as if you ate an apple. You know, so why replace it when, again, that fiber is so important and it's so key?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very good information. For those of you that are just joining us, thank you so much for being here on At Home with Victoria. Petra is joining us. She's basically a beauty and health expert, and this is her second time on the show. The first time Petra was here, we kind of focused on beauty, and she gave us some tips and information about what we needed to know with colors and all of that good stuff. Now she's back because we're talking about women and wellness and basically how to cleanse your body and what women need to know about health when it comes to the year 2010 and beyond, and also the importance of detoxing the body, you know, that's going to give you more energy. So she's giving us some tips here tonight on things that we need to know. Fiber obviously is a biggie, and we were just talking about the hydration and how important it is, you know, to have a glass of water as opposed to having a sugary drink or having a soda. That glass of water is definitely going to do you a little bit better than having that sugar.
Absolutely. And, again, the fiber and water, those are our day-to-day lifestyle changes, just things we need to implement on a day-to-day basis. But with the world that we're living in where toxins are just all around us, they're in our products, they're in the air, they're in, you know, the exhaust from the cars passing by, it's in our soil, in our food that we take in, we also have the need to detox our bodies. So even with a healthy diet, even with a high fiber or a whole foods raw diet, there's still the need to detox the body 1 to 2 to 4 times per year. It's recommended to detox seasonally and give your body just a new start by cleansing your entire digestive system and mm-hmm. cleansing your filtration system. And so there are a lot of detoxes out on the market. Just be careful of any that requires you not to eat. You don't have to get rid of food in order to cleanse the body. You just need to add certain supplements that will assist in cleansing, but you mm-hmm. also want to have those nutrients coming into the body.
Okay.
Any detox that requires you not to eat is a total shock to the body, and it's far too stripping, and it's far too harsh.
Okay.
It's almost sending your body into starvation mode, and so you're not going to fully cleanse. You need to also be taking in 3 to 6 small meals per day while detoxing. And I tell people when you're in a detox program, you should think God-made and not man-made. If you have to open a box, container, jar, or bag to get it, don't eat it the week you're detoxing.
Okay, good information. Can you say that again? If you have to open what?
A box, a jar, a can, or a bag, then don't eat it, because that means that it's man-made, it's processed, it has preservatives, and so it needs to be stored. So the week of your detox, it should be constant fresh vegetables and lean meats, fish or chicken breast for that week while you're detoxing. You can, you know, do a high-fiber cereal that doesn't have a lot of sugar in the mornings, or even just poached eggs or boiled eggs in the morning and fresh fruit and a whole grain bread or maybe a half a bagel. But you should still be eating during your detox, because a really good detox is going to focus on cleansing out the sludge that builds up in our colon first. is going to work on clearing that out so that everything we take in after that is now being processed to our fullest ability. So we're absorbing as much as we can, and we're getting rid of the waste that we don't need. And even if someone's been a vegan their entire life and just been on a complete vegetable diet, mm-hmm. they still have buildup in their colon.
Oh, yeah.
And that's simply
because
I've always wondered that, too.
I have always wondered that because I think a lot of people, or maybe not, I know I assume that vegans, because they're not eating meat and they're not eating a lot of the regular junk food that most of us have in our diet, that they can skip that. But I'm glad that you said that's not true, that they too need to do that as well.
Absolutely, and it's simply because of our anatomy. The contours of our colon, it just allows for the sludge to trickle down into those contours and build up. So someone who has a very high fiber diet, such as someone who's on a vegan diet, they'll have less buildup, but it's there. And it's just like your pipes in your kitchen. Wherever there's a curve or contour, slowly over time, it will build up. And it's the same with our colon. So you want a detox cleanse that's going to not only break down and remove the sludge, but also tone and firm the lining of our colon. It is a muscle, so the more toned it is, the better it will work afterwards.
Very, very good information. If you're joining us, the lovely young lady that you're listening to, this is Petra. She's a health and beauty expert. And Petra has been on the show before, the first time we talked about beauty, but I'm doing basically sort of a summer special where I'm trying to focus on women and health issues and fitness. So we're talking about, you know, the importance of detoxing your body, the importance of fiber, and also the importance of having water and for you to be well hydrated. And Petra, you know, I was thinking today when you were talking about hydration that it's been so hot outside that, you know, everybody needs to be drinking, you know, a lot of water, because it's just, I mean, the temperature has just been crazy.
Oh, absolutely. This is, I'm actually doing on day 4 of my detox this week, and my detox consists of a concentrate that I mix with 32 ounces of water that I have to sip on throughout the day, and I have to sip an additional 32. But it's been so hot, my additional has gone up to 60, 70 ounces of water just to keep hydrated, and that's really, really important. And again, this is pure water. We're not talking about, oh, well, my 8 ounces of juice counts. No, we're talking about pure water. Again, if you need a bit of flavor, you know, God has provided us with flavor. We have a lot of fresh fruits for the season. Put 2 chunks of pineapple in your water to give it some flavor. Take a couple slices of a green apple and add it to your water. Cucumber gives water an amazing, crisp, clean flavor. We all know about lemon and lime, but we can use just about any fruit that we like to give our water a bit of flavor so that we can change it up and have some variation while we have to get in all those ounces.
That is good information, and I guess I never thought about using other fruit to put in the water to give it flavor, but when you talked about the cucumber, now that sounds refreshing and good, so I really would like to try that.
Oh, it absolutely is. It is, and it's also very aromatic. Like, you really just smell it in that glass when you put a couple slices, and it's a very just light flavor, not too much, just a little something so that you forget that it's water.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to thank all of you for listening to At Home with Victoria tonight. Petra, we've got a few folks that are visiting us inside the chat room, some guests, so I just want to acknowledge our guests and to say thank you so much for being here with us and joining in on the conversation that we're talking about. And Petra, you're a veteran, so you've been here before. You know, a lot of times when I do the show, I get live emails, so I've got a few emails that are coming in. And this is a young lady who is listening to us tonight from Orlando, Florida. And she says that she's been thinking about detoxing, and there's so many different things out there on the market, but are there anything that you personally recommend that she wants your thoughts on that?
Well, I use Arbonne 7-Day Body Cleanse, and that cleanse, again, is a nourishing cleanse. So it's not just stripping the body. It's not just getting rid of the waste, but it also has a super fruit antioxidant blend that's replenishing as you're cleansing. And what I really love about it is that it does not restrict you from taking in food. You are allowed to eat on the cleanse, just, again, any and everything God made and nothing man made. So nothing processed, nothing frozen, just a lot of fresh fruits, vegetables, and some lean meat. So that is the cleanse that I like to use, because by day three, you are energized, because not only are you getting rid of the toxins, but now you're on a really, really healthy meal plan. So it's a great kickstart also to a weight loss or just, you know, any health-related goals.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that, because I do know of a few people that have actually emailed me on Facebook because they have been trying to, you know, lead better lives in terms of taking care of themselves. So they actually started with detoxing their body, and as a result, that jump-started their weight loss. So they're super excited about it, as you can imagine. So I'm glad that you said that, because that is really, really, really good information. So we have a second email. This is a young lady who is from Long Island, New York. I want to say hello to Long Island if you're out there listening in the house besides this young lady that has a question. Barbara is her name. And Barbara says that that she is trying to find better ways for her hair to grow and to be a little bit more healthy. So I guess her question is, would detoxing the body also give her those results? Because she says she looks like she wants to try to do it naturally as opposed to trying to put any type of chemicals and all sorts of stuff inside her hair.
Detoxing is definitely a great jump start. It will give your body sort of a fresh start, but the key, Barbara, is then the daily maintenance. So with the daily maintenance, you want to go back to the fiber intake. Again, our hair and skin is a very good indicator of what's happening internally. So we want to take care of our systems in order for the beauty to show on the outside. So again, with the fiber, again, with the hydration, a supplement such as any omega-3 supplement that focuses on that the omega-3 mainly comes from flaxseed. Mm-hmm. So with our fishing industry, these days we have to be very careful when the omega-3 source is from fish. And so you you want to go for a vegan-based omega-3 supplement where it's going to come from flaxseed more so than from a fish. And also look for something with A, C, E, coenzyme Q10, and alpha lipoic acid. Those are also very good for the hair growth, for skin, and just for overall wellness. But definitely omega-3 supplements on a day-to-day basis, and just keeping up with a healthy daily lifestyle.
That sounds good. So I want to thank you, Barbara, so much for submitting your question. So if any of you have more questions as we continue in the show, we've got about 15 more minutes left, and certainly go ahead and email me, and I will pass them along to Petra as we are talking tonight about wellness and women and health and basically what women need to know in 2010 to kind of get our bodies into shape, but more importantly, our inside, and the importance of detoxing your body. And Petra, I had noticed something about myself when I started to eat better. For me, anybody who knows me knows I love sugar. So the first thing that I did was basically just take the sugar out of my diet. And I was able to do that successfully. And I'm the type of person that I realized I couldn't just stop eating sugar altogether, because that wasn't practical and it wasn't going to work for me. So I would allow myself once or twice a week to have a couple of oatmeal cookies or something like that. And that seems to work okay for me. And then the second thing that I did was what you actually talked about. I really started to eat more lean meat and then just basically fish and vegetables. And I would really say by about the second week and a half, I literally dropped down one dress size. And I was amazed at how fast it happened. Now, that was also in addition to me walking 4 days a week for 45 minutes every single day. But still, I was really amazed at how fast that it actually happened. And I was saying that to say a couple of days ago, there was a soda in the refrigerator, and I was so thirsty. So I went in, and I just kind of took a sip. And the strangest thing happened. It was too sugary, and I didn't like it. And I thought that that was kind of interesting because the old Victoria, I would have drank the whole soda and maybe tried to go find another one and keep moving. But the taste of it, I no longer had a taste for it anymore because it was too sweet and I just simply didn't like it. And all of that happened just in a matter of, you know, three to 4 weeks, how my palate has even changed.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. When you cut out processed foods, and that's sort of a change that I've noticed too, that my palate is absolutely alive, and now, you know, foods are a party on my tongue because the flavors are more enhanced because I cut out processed food. And one thing I did was I cut out anything that is white or bleached or processed, and mm-hmm. it started again with the sugars because I'm a sugar person. And so by cutting out bleached flour and white sugar, then mm-hmm. I can't have just a pie from anywhere or mm-hmm. a piece of cake from anywhere or bottled juices because it mm-hmm. contains that. And so a couple small tips with weaning yourself off sugar is the type of sugar. So okay. if you go for a raw sugar, you'll use less because it will be sweeter. If you go for honey, you'll use less, and honey is easier for our bodies to break down. If mm-hmm. you use agave nectar, which is a great vegan substitute for honey, it's about 3 to 4 times sweeter than sugar and honey, mm-hmm. and so you use less. But the glycemic index of agave nectar is lower. And so you get your you know, your bit of sweet, so you can use it to sweeten your teas or use it as a syrup on pancakes or wherever you'd have something sweet without the spikes in your blood sugar, and also you start using less. And once you start cutting out certain things, it only takes our body 90 days to completely form a totally new habit. So okay. if you can limit something for 3 months, you'll find that you won't even need it anymore. It doesn't even taste the same. So slowly cutting back on salt, cutting back on your sugar intake, cutting back on foods that are processed, that have dyes in them, that have a lot of preservatives, then you'll taste the difference. You'll taste the difference between canned vegetables and frozen vegetables to fresh vegetables. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, as women, once we've upgraded our lifestyles, it's very hard for us to go back. And it's the same thing for our taste buds. Once you have let your taste buds really live on nature's goodness, it's really hard mm-hmm. to go back.
Yes. And, you know, I find too, with myself and my own personal changing of eating and lifestyle and so on, I don't even have a desire that I even, like, want to go back. I don't even have a desire. Because, like, I was huge on eating cheesecakes. I mean, anybody could tell you, like, I was the type of person, instead of having, like, one slice, I could eat, like, 4 of them a day. And it's crazy. That's how much of my intake of my sugar was. I would completely have dessert before I would even touch dinner, you know. I mean, just completely, just, you know, was crazy over sugar. But now, like, I found out, I went out to eat last week, and normally I would order dessert, and I just simply didn't even want it. And it wasn't a thing where I had to convince myself, okay, Victoria, you don't need this, you don't want this, you know, this goes against, you know, your quote-unquote new eating habits. It didn't even have anything to do with it. I just simply didn't want it, and I was okay with it. So that whole process of this thing in terms of detoxing my body and trying to eat better and live healthier has actually just stunned me, because I didn't know that also was going to be a result, and my palate was going to change as well. So that really kind of shocked me there.
Oh, absolutely. And sugar is so addictive. We don't realize how addictive it is. And, you know, just read labels, flip something over. The first five ingredients are the key ingredients in anything. If there's a form of sugar in the first five, then you don't want it. I mean, sugar is so addictive. If we look at the soft drink industry, just how much that's boomed, you know, from when we were growing up, where having, you know, a serving of soda was more of a treat because you only had it occasionally. We're looking at children that have 5 to 6 servings per day. It's absolutely addictive. It is so addictive that in fast food restaurants, it's added into things like French fries and meat.
So
sugar has serious power over our bodies, and it's very hard for our bodies to digest processed sugars and not raw and natural sugars and nectar. So that is something that, again, in your assessment, look at your sugar intake, look at your processed sugar intake. And it's not to say, oh, you can't have sweets. When you use foods that have, when you start living off of natural sugars, something like carrots and peas become very sweet to you. When you're off of the processed sugars, when you're off of the bleach products, you'll just find that certain things like, wow, this is really sweet. You know, and this is the season for amazing fruits. So this is a great time to make that change and start weaning yourself off. I mean, watermelon, strawberries, cantaloupe, just berries that are in season, cherries. You can just get absolutely wonderful dessert just from fresh fruit salad.
You're definitely right. And I found that one thing that I also do, and it's a tip that a lot of sort of health experts will say, and I didn't do this before, but I'm telling everybody it really, really works, is that I always, when I go to the store and buy a watermelon, I always just go ahead, cut the whole thing up, put it inside containers, and I will have other fruit inside containers, so that if I'm having a craving for something or if I want something sweet or something, it's easier when you just open up the refrigerator, Petra, and it's already there cut up. All you've got to do is take the container out and eat it, as opposed to cutting it up and then thinking, oh, I don't really feel like doing that. I'm just going to go grab some chips or something else. But I find that, you know, if the carrots are already cut up, if the celery is already cut up, then I like the idea of just going into the fridge and then just simply grabbing it and eating it, and then I can go. So a lot of my bad habits used to be that I didn't have things already prepared and cut up ready to go, and I didn't feel like cutting it up, so I would just go grab a bag of chips or a cookie because I don't have to cut anything up. I just open the package, grab it, and I would just go. So I would really, really just encourage everyone out there that, you know, it's a lot of power in, as small as it is, just to cut your fruit or to have it in the refrigerator in a container where you can see it and just grab it, because you'll start to grab that and not the bad stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have such busy lifestyles that we go for convenience. And, you know, it doesn't take much more time to make nature's food convenient food. And also when you have them in little baggies and little containers, when you're headed out the door, you can take it with you too. So there's no need for the drive-through. There's no need, you know, to hit up a vending machine, because you can have your healthy snack and your healthful snack right there in your bag with you. And that's key. Yeah. And a lot of times with snacking as well, we snack thinking, oh, well, I need something or I'm hungry. Well, most of the time we're feeding an emotion. And so before you grab a snack, no matter what it is, grab a beverage, meaning if you are, you know, in a snacking mood because you're a bit tired or lethargic, have water. If it's emotional eating where you're feeding an emotion and, you know, you're a bit stressed or anxious or nervous, have some green tea. And what that does is it makes us feel more full. Again, we're getting in water, because even a cup of tea is a good servant of water. And then it also helps us to calm down whatever emotion it is we're feeding, because most of the time we're not feeding our digestive system. We're feeding an emotion by snacking.
Yeah, very, very much so. And you're definitely right when it comes to water, because I've noticed that too. If I sometimes get a craving for something, then I'll just go and grab something to drink, and then I feel full, and then it just simply goes away. It's just not there anymore. So all of these, you know, little tricks of the trade that we're talking about and that you're giving us today really, really, really does help. And again, I just want to take the time to thank the guest that we have that's visiting at Home with Victoria in the chat room that's listening to Petra. And I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Petra, you know, when we talk and have these shows, the time go by so fast. So we only have, I think my producer says, only about three more minutes left, and then we're actually done. We've been on the air for 45 minutes. So anything that you want to squeeze in the 3 minutes, and then if you weren't able to get everything in, then you can certainly come back. We'll set another date for you to come back on and finish talking about the rest of the information.
Well, just want to, you know, wrap up again and just be honest with yourself and do an assessment of where you are and start with small beneficial lifestyle changes. Really shoot for that 24 to 32 grams of fiber per day. And when you start watching the fiber, you're going to notice that a lot of the food you're taking in is worthless. You know, when you start looking at the fiber and you're like, oh, my goodness, this only gives me 1 gram of fiber. I need to cut this out and replace it with something else. Because we don't want to be sitting there eating all day to get what we need. And so we need to eat the right things. And that was just so key when I started watching fiber, you know. Mm-hmm. And as you're watching the increased fiber, you notice the higher the fiber, then the sugars go down and the sodium goes down. So, again, just be really, really vigilant with getting in that 24 to 32 ounces of fiber. If you need a fiber booster, you know, get one that has at least 12 grams of fiber per serving, not 2 or 4, but a good 12 grams. And then give your body a fresh start by detoxing and cleansing once per season.
Mm-hmm. Very, very, very good information. And for any of you guys that need to get in touch with Petra, I do believe my producer, if she doesn't, we normally, Petra, have your website here on my link. So you can certainly email her or go to her website if you've got some more questions or if there's anything that that she's offering that you guys are interested in. And she can also give you any follow-up information there. But, Petra, as always, it has been a pleasure, and your information is always so timely. It's always so important. I always benefit from it, and I know that our listeners do too. So, again, I just want to thank you so much for you taking your time to come on the show and to educate us again about detoxing and what women need to know. And it sounds like to me the two main things are fiber and water.
Absolutely.
Fiber and water. So there you have it. I'm sure Petra will be back on again to talk about something else. I'm always calling on her to ask her if she's got some information about this and that. So, Petra, thank you so much for being on, and I will talk to you very soon.
Thanks for having me. It was my pleasure.
Thank you. And, again, I want to thank all of you who took the time to listen to us this evening on At Home with Victoria. We're going to continue to talk about women and fitness and health. I've got a couple of nutrition experts that are going to be on. A young lady that I met last week, Jill Way, she is going to be on to talk about that and how that can help us women relieve stress. So we've got a lot of different topics that we're going to be talking about. And basically all of it is just in an effort, you know, so that we can live better and healthier lives. Miss Simone is going to be on next week, and she's my girl that likes to talk about arts and crafts and all of that good stuff. And Simone actually is going to have information also about women and health, because she's been really exercising every single day, doing the body jam and the Zumba, And so she is on that track right now where she's trying to change her body and eat better. So I look forward to talking to her to see how that is working out for her. But as always, again, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me and to visit At Home with Victoria. I hope all of you were able to learn something. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. We're going to be talking fashion. There's a fabulous boutique that's going to be opening up in D.C. The owner will be here to talk to me tomorrow, as well as one of the young ladies who is a fashion expert. So as always, have a very, very good night, and I will be back on the air tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Have a great evening.